Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, hi and hello. And greetings to you, our fine listeners, on the What's On Your Mind radio network. My name is Scott Hinnon. I'm actually in the studio today. Kiss the ground I'm on right now. How about that? Kind of nice to be back on this Friday. Lakebound a little later on, but...
Oh, lucky you.
For right now... We got us a radio show to do. Hello, Todd Mitchell. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Wonderful. We're going to bring in the departing, retiring radio superstar of the Northern Plains, Phil Parker, who has been a part of the K-Fire radio family. All told, how many years is it again now? Is it 30?
27, 28, depending on where you want to draw the line.
Yeah, nearly 30 years. Pretty amazing. And we wanted to visit with him a little bit about that career and some of his favorite memories. And it's just, you know, change is never fun, never easy, but...
Governor Burton did a farewell, by the way. We can play that if you want at some point.
Oh, nice.
Interesting jokey... attempted to make on that. I'll just leave it at that. I don't want to play a spoiler in case anybody hasn't heard it yet. But
all right, let's play that. It'll be fun. By the way, Governor Burgum was joining us Wednesday on the program for a full hour to talk radio town hall.
Wow.
That's Wednesday. Mark that on your calendars. Also, Senator Kevin Cramer here, as he is on every Friday, mostly, to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And I had somebody call me on Wednesday and say some version of, why don't you ask Kevin Cramer... blah, blah, blah. And I said, why don't you ask him? Because we get calls, we get emails saying, would you ask this, would you ask this? But honestly, that hour is for you. And if you're on the phone waiting to ask him a question early in the hour, chances are you're going to get on. Because, you know, we fill up. By the end of the show, we end up with more callers than we have time for. Some people text in as well. Calling is your first entree to talk with Senator Cramer or get on this program ever and tell us what's on your mind, okay? A text is a, I don't know, Todd, 50-50 probably, that actually make the airwaves because we are just inundated with texts, so we just don't get to all of them. Not to slight anybody, but, you know, we enjoy the conversation. We really do. Whether you agree, whether you disagree, that's what we're here for. So call us. Call Senator Cramer. Call Phil Parker in a little bit and tell him how much you love him.
Yeah, there
and
we go.
I just admire the heck out of the fact that he's retiring when he really wouldn't need to, and he could kind of keep going. And you know, but he's, as he said to me earlier when I chatted with him on the phone, was you know, wanted to do it when there was still some life in the you know, the family, and you never know health wise what can happen. I admire people that do that. I don't have it in my DNA.
Well, the grandkids are only going to be that young for so long. I mean, if you wait too long, they'll be grown and gone and not really care that much. So
yeah, I think my wife would kill me if I retired. I don't know, because I just would be like meddling. I'd be meddling. I'd be doing putsy projects.
Well, don't meddle.
That's impossible.
How you get around that? You just don't meddle.
What would I do with my day?
I know.
I don't know what
I'm not
going
to retire, because what would I do?
Well, you can't. You're the new morning guy at 550 K-Fire, Mitchell in the morning.
Those guys retire all the time. No big deal. Yeah, you and Kevin Chris going to get together and sing jingles for me?
Yes. If I sing...
I don't have a Mitchell in the morning jingle.
Trains are going to go off the track, but... we need to get some folks in there. Kevin Flynn, who's off the show today, is in Frazee, Minnesota for Turkey Days. And
I thought that was in November.
No.
Turkey Day.
Oh,
ah,
my God.
See what I did there?
WKRP joke there. Yeah. Les Nessman. Dropping them from a helicopter.
You know,
anyway,
I did that years ago. I dropped turkeys from a helicopter. There were frozen turkeys and the helicopters on the ground. But
how about that? You can watch us on Facebook and comment as the show goes. That's another way to check us out on our social media today. We've got that shared everywhere, don't we, Todd? So the stream is up and running. What's on Your Mind Radio is our Facebook page. You can also email us, the old snail mail. That's as simple as studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All one word, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. A little bit of open phone time before we get cranking here, so you can call us at 701. Did you jot this down? 258-0550. 701-258-0550 is the telephone number to call us. 701-258-0550. Toll free from wherever you're listening. And by the way, thank you to all the folks that stopped by yesterday and saw a few folks in the vendor community, all of whom travel a great deal, well into Minnesota, some into the upper northern plains, and they listen to this radio program, which we very much appreciate.
Yeah, buddy.
And a lot of them, I was amazed, honestly, Todd, how many flag listeners there are down in southern Minnesota. You know, way down. A guy in Sioux Falls said, I listen every single day at 1100.
I'm picking it up in Owatonna, so you're talking about, 70 miles south of the Twin Cities on 35 and came in clear as a bell. I thought, wow.
So, you know, we hear from K-Fire listeners well into Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, flag listeners, again, that swath of eastern North Dakota, and into a good chunk of Minnesota down into South Dakota. So we're just blessed by this incredible opportunity to visit with you every day on the program we call What's on Your Mind for a Reason. And right here, we got Dana in Valley City, right out of the chute, ready to go. Dana, what's on your mind today?
Well, here's the deal. Let me vent this a little bit. Scott, I called him last week. And I've called him out on this before, too.
Hey, Dana?
I called him once before.
Dana?
Let's get off that speakerphone.
Is he talking to somebody else? I think he's talking to somebody else. You can find out if he's got his radio turned down.
He's way on the other end of the room.
I felt like we were eavesdropping, and I didn't want to eavesdrop anymore.
Yeah,
we
might come up in that conversation, so we better be careful there.
Dana, get to the phone, turn your radio down, we'll come back in a moment. Kevin in Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, Scott, Todd, and Kevin, wherever. Thank you. Thank you for casting. Thank you for the station. And I'm really thankful for Senator Cramer. Even though I live in Minnesota, you guys know where I am. We need senators like that here. And don't discount Minnesota. But we're fighting here. We really are. Thank you.
Kevin, sometimes I don't give the folks in western Minnesota enough credit for the real Minnesota that I know and love and grew up in west central Minnesota. Because I often refer to Fergus Falls and Ottawa County as God's country, just as this nice little oasis. And I mean, it's rock solid, folks. Family values, just bedrock, salt of the earth, folks. And that Ottawa County, Fergus Falls mentality really describes the vast majority of Minnesota, St. Cloud West. And while you are outnumbered by the insanity in the Twin Cities, I'm emboldened by what you do day in and day out, and we don't give you enough credit for doing what you do. So thanks for calling today, and stay strong, my brother, okay? Kevin?
By the insanity.
All right, Kevin's gone. See if Dana's back. Dana, you back?
Yes, I am here. I actually had a question for the senator. I was waiting to get on there.
Well, you can ask the senator a question, but I'd suggest you call back in about 45 minutes.
That's what I wanted to be on hold because it takes so long to get on, because you tell that guy to stop bitching and get involved. Well, yeah, I saw how that works. But I'd like to be back. I'll call back, and I just wanted to be on wait for that.
If you want to hold, I'll put you on hold.
Sure.
We've got six lines here. It's not a big deal. We can put you on hold.
Okay. I would love that because I waited an hour last week.
See, that's, it sometimes happens, Dana. That's why I'm saying get in early, and I'm glad you did today. Now, who did
I have I have serious questions for the senator. I asked him about some Ukraine stuff 2 weeks ago, and he got flustered. And I want to follow up on that, and I've got some other stuff, so I'd love to get on because I do have legitimate questions. I do.
Well, that's great. I would warn you, we don't have a week. You know, we're going to have a lot of callers. We're going to have a lot of emails.
I've got one real quick question for him today.
It doesn't have to be quick, but I'm saying I'd narrow it down to a particular topic or a question. But we're not going to have time for a dissertation, but I always suggest to people just, hey, give me your name. You know, so we know where you're calling from, so we can say, hey, Senator Kramer, here's Dana from Valley City. Dana can say, you know, whatever you want to say in the way of nicety, but get to it, right? I mean, here's what I believe, and here's a question halfway.
I'm ready to rock and roll on him.
Well, good. We'll call this a caller clinic. You'll be the tutorial today for us, Dana, on how best to get your time and use it the most efficiently with Senator Kramer. So you're the first call of the day, and we'll put you on hold. Others, welcome. 800-228-0550. I wouldn't call quite yet for Senator Kramer because top of the hour news break is when they start trickling in next hour for Senator Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. But you can't talk to Phil Parker, the one and only. Next on What's on Your Mind, don't go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming July auctions include 301 acres in Grant County, 65 acres in a farmstead in Barnes County near Valley City, 156 acres of exceptional cropland in Traverse County, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Steele County, 342 acres of very good cropland in Stutzman County, and 276 acres of cropland in Towner County near Perth, North Dakota, and exceptional farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Let's finish strong. Should be for the week. Here's what's served up today in the way of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. If you're in Glendon, Minnesota, sweet and sour chicken. Yulin, Minnesota, meatballs. That's where they stop on the way to the lake. Taco Mac on 45th. NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, meatloaf. 12th and I-29, pulled pork. Harwood exit, pulled pork. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, always Great selections. Get there early, though, for lunch, because it goes fast. Chicken baked or mac and beef. It's sounding good or what? Valley City fish and chips or Salisbury steak? Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, lowest price fuel around. PetroServe, USA. All right. Phil Parker, legendary voice on the legendary 550 K-Fire, joins us to talk about nearly 30 years of service to the listeners of our flagship 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. And we asked him to come on a little bit and just talk about this crazy ride that is radio. Phil, how are you?
Crazy it is. You know, I got to say, Scott, before, you know, I was going to mention to you, anyone who doubts radio advertising, when you do those teasers for the meals at PetroServe, I'll have you know, when my wife and I, we made many trips to Wisconsin, and we would hear you do that, and we would say, so, what are they having at Valley City? And believe me, you caused us to stop there many a times, and we were such huge fans of their chicken dinners there. It was it's a fond memory of driving down the interstate there.
Yeah, the beautiful thing about the radio listener audience, you know, the talk radio audience, I should say,
yeah,
is they don't differentiate the humor and the vast sort of chuckles you get out of a kid speak versus a commercial for, you know, anything, PetroServe USA or whatever. That's just the beauty of this craft we have, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, and the one thing I will say, when I'm at work and I'm listening to you, usually I'm really hungry at that time of day. So when you start doing it, I turn the radio down for about a minute until you're done, because you make me so hungry. It's like, I can't stand this. So
I'm not doing my job.
No, you are doing your job. That's the whole point.
Too well, huh?
Yes.
He turned the radio down. I'm making him too hungry.
Yep.
I love that. I love it. Well, what does it feel like to have minutes ago finish your last morning show of, you know, all that storied career at 550 K-Fire?
To be honest, it's really weird. It's a very, very bittersweet, you know. You know, you'd ask me, does it feel like a load is off my shoulders? I was saying to my wife last night, it's really weird, you know, normally this time of week I'm thinking ahead to next week and what we're going to do and preparing things, and now I'm not, which is something, I guess, when you're on vacation, you do, but you're still planning, okay, when I get back from vacation, what am I going to do? And this is the first time in years I haven't thought about, you know, getting a show ready for Monday or, you know, the next time I'm on the air. So that's weird, but the biggest feeling you really have is really sadness and happiness at the same time. It's been a very strange blend of emotions.
What am I supposed to be doing on Monday, by the way?
That's up to you. It's your show now, baby. It's Mitchell in the morning, son.
I hope he's followed you around.
Whatever you want.
Last couple of days.
Todd, if you really want, Todd, I will come in and look at you and babysit you for that first morning.
We have 27 years of recordings of Phil. I'm just going to copy everything he did. I'll go back 27 years and start playing that one. I should be good for the next 27 years.
That's the whole thing. I mean, everything, basically is in the computer system. So you can just,
I didn't realize, is what the governor said true? And we'll play it later on here, but maybe. But.
That I'm as old, that I've been in radio as long as radio has been invented? Almost. It's almost true.
You and P.J. Meyer back in 1925 put it on.
Exactly.
It's Phil Marconi Parker, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to some calls here. We have some special guests on line one here. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello?
Congratulations, Dad.
Hi. Oh, geez, you guys.
Dad. Wonder who this is.
The kiddos.
The kiddos of Phil Parker. I love
it. Hey, guys.
Hey, we're on a conference call.
Oh, my. Happy birthday, Dylan.
Thank you.
30 years old today.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Yeah.
Seems like only yesterday you and I were at the middle school recital stuff.
I know.
It flies by so fast.
Wow.
Sorry, what'd you say?
Oh, I was going to say, Dad, if you need help setting up your social media stuff,
I do.
Covered. We're ready to go.
Kayla's going to make me a TikTok star, I think, when I retire.
There you go.
Oh, finally. We got you into TikTok. We couldn't do it when you were working with us, but now you're...
if I just brag about my kids for a second while they're here, Kayla is a major TikTok presence with a child with a parenting advice. Does someone find you on TikTok, Kayla?
Huh?
How does someone find you on TikTok, Kayla, if they want parenting advice?
Oh, at baby.toddler.teacher.
Good. It's great stuff. And she's becoming nationally known for her work that
nice.
She does. And Katie is becoming an author in her own right. Katie, what's your website if folks want to find out about the projects you're working on?
KatieParkerRicchioAuthor.com.
One more
and
time?
She's
Say that one more time.
Oh, KatieParkerRicchioAuthor.com.
And the Riccio is spelled R-I-C-C-I-O. And then Dylan, I just love bragging about my kids once in a while. Dylan is he's getting his doctorate at Johns Hopkins University for trumpet at the Peabody Institute. And you've got a website too, Dylan, so people can listen to you play the horn.
I do. It's DylanParkerMusic.com, and Dylan spelled D-I-L-L-O-N.
Absolutely. The sweet sounds of Dylan. Yep.
Very clear, the apple does not fall too far from the tree. Right here, we've got some
very talented kids. It's wonderful folks. Kids, and I'm so lucky. And Don and I are so lucky to have them.
To Kayla, Dylan, and Katie, I want to ask you each your best memory of your dad leaving early in the morning and heading to the radio station. You go first,
Kayla. One of my favorite memories is actually Dad coming and DJing all of our elementary school dances.
Yeah.
It's always like this really cool thing to have your dad be the DJ. Like, I was always so proud. And people just thought it was the coolest thing.
Funny.
My favorite memories.
Oh, funny. Those were fun. We had a good time at those.
I'm going to bounce off of that, too. That was the cool thing because I know, like, when I was choir concerts, I think Dad got roped into, like, emceeing at a couple of things with choir or when I coached dance. And he was always so, like, you know, generous to do that on his, like, free time a lot of the time. But I also want to say, like, the one question I feel like I get asked as his daughter is he as fun at home as he is on the air? And the answer is yes. He is really funny at home. And when I think of being a kid with Dad, beside, like, you know, he always, like, shared his interest with us with, like, baseball and hockey and fishing, which was really influential. And even for me as a writer, he shared his love of reading. That helped, too. But, like, we always had laughter. Like, he's always funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
I'm a little more quiet, though, than I'm on the radio usually. It's as people will comment, they've told your mom on occasion that he's so shy. And you know, I think I've gotten better about it over the years, but I'm a little quieter at home probably than on the radio.
But you are. Your kids are right. Your daughters are right here. You're one of the funniest human beings I've ever known.
Thank you.
And naturally funny. You know, I'm not like try to fake it funny, just naturally funny.
Thank
I could
you.
I could just see you kind of riffing with the stand-up before the choir.
Oh, my kids have great senses of humor, all of them. We have a blast. Yeah.
Dylan, now you're going to have to hang on there, birthday boy, because we're gonna find out your favorite memory on the other side of the break here. Don't go away. Brought to you today by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. Free. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Same with your consult when you call Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic. Ask about the new Hockett Ozone Sauna, Strategic Wellness and Vitality. All kinds of treatments in one. Detoxing the body, improving circulation, boosting energy, strengthening the immune system. What's not to love? 929-3930. Call them. 929-3930 or online at SwansonHyperbarics.com.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
House lawmakers are preparing to return to Congress and spend more the week of August 8th. They will vote on the Senate's $740 billion climate agenda and self-proclaimed deficit reduction package. As many Americans have a justifiable concern about the recession facing us, President Biden, reading from a cue card, says we're not in a recession.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in a recession.
This has declining GDP for 2022 so far, inflation at 9.1%, and 3 months of declining consumer confidence. We'll have the American people deciding if this is a recession. July 2022 Consumer Price Index data is scheduled to be released on August 10th. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Texas says, if you're not laughing, you're not living. Boy, isn't that the truth. Not going to lie, guys. I have a tear in my eye right now during this segment. Says another. I hear you. Texas says, want to wish Phil Parker a happy retirement. I've been listening to him since PMS in the morning. When I still laugh when I hear that. When getting ready for work, we'll miss his humor, says another. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Call us at 258-0550. Talking with the legendary Phil Parker, retiring. Last show today on the Phil Parker Show in the morning on K-Fire 550. Of course, the flagship, Bismarck Mandan, Northern Plains affiliate for our What's On Your Mind program, as well as the flag, East and West, and KLTC on the Western Edge. Okay, so let's get Dylan in here, the last of the Parker children to tell us a memory about Pop here from the younger days. What's your favorite, Dylan?
Boy, one of the fun things for me was recording the Myron Fluoride bits, the pulp.
Yes.
And I got quite a bit of artistic freedom with that. And it was always really fun to sit in front of the radio and wait for that to come on. And another big memory for me, too, was going to, like, take your kid to work day.
Yeah. Amazing.
That was really fun.
And the Myron Fluoride thing, what happened with that is when that originated, we actually had a service that provided that music, and that went away. And so Dylan, the musician he is, we had this little Casio piano in the basement, and I had a studio where he could record, and I said, hey, Dylan, just out of fun, I said, okay, Dylan, try doing this. Try doing a polka version of, I don't know if it was a Rush song or what, Dylan, and you did it, and I said, keep it at about a minute, and you did it. It was like, oh, my God, this is really good. And so Dylan would earn a little extra money because I said, okay, you're going to be a paid musician here. So I'd give him a little cash. And every time I needed a Myron Fluoride song, Dylan would come up with it. So a lot of those accordion bits you hear is actually Dylan, my son. There's one of the trade secrets of the show of all these years.
Now we can tell it.
Now you can tell it. Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Good sound.
That's fabulous.
That's not true. I am the bad boy of the squeeze box.
Myron sucks.
The squeeze box. Oh, love those Germans, don't you? Oh,
you
my
do.
Gosh. Yes. Hey, yeah. You guys are wonderful to call in and say hi to Dad. This is a great radio. And
thanks so much, you guys. And Katie's going to come down, I believe, for the open house here. So looking forward to seeing her.
Oh, good.
Unfortunately, Dylan's in Baltimore and Kansas. And Kayla, I'm going to see you next week.
See you next week. Back
yep.
in Indiana.
Yep, thanks. And you can help me set up the internet when I get there.
Thanks for sharing all those years with the radio audience who also consider your dad family. So appreciate that. Same with Don.
And I'll be seeing Dylan in a couple days, too. He's coming up and actually helping us move down there. So he's going to drive,
oh, really?
One,
wow.
Help him drive one of the cars. So, yep.
So, Kayla, I'm counting on you to get him on TikTok, by the way. Let's make it go viral.
I got a ring light for him and everything. We'll get it set up right when it comes down.
I have a name for it.
Perfect.
Phil Parker Unleashed. He could give us a rant of the day or something. Yeah, it'd be beautiful.
All right.
Thank you, Three. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you, guys.
Darren and Fargo, what's on your mind, Darren?
Well, I just have an analogy about Phil that I thought about for the last several days. And, you know, they called Johnny Carson the king of late night, and I sincerely say, Phil, you're the king of North Dakota radio without question. But, you know, it's not just that. It's, you know, any of us that maybe have left a small town, we went home and they still had the old preacher there from 15 years ago that, you know, just warmed your heart. And you just felt like you're at home. That's what it's like listening to Phil in the morning. I just love him. Thank you, Phil.
Well, thank you so much for listening all these years. It's just been an honor and a privilege. Thank you.
Great point, Darren. So much of North. I always say North Dakota is made up of all the, for sure, Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Minot, Grand Forks, right? The Big Four. They're all made up of people from other parts of North Dakota, for the most part, you know. And there's that slice of home that comes, so you can tell that in your voice. It means a lot. Jim Clifford sends a note, says, congratulations, Phil, from Minot. I'll miss listening to you in the morning. Enjoy your retirement.
Thank you, Jim.
We have a little special greeting from Governor Burgum, you said, Todd?
Give me just...
How old is Phil?
That's the hand I'm holding the camera with.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, you set the camera down and put it on Governor Burgum.
Todd have cramps in his arms.
I know. It's like I'm hoping to get the blood flowing back in my hands.
While you're looking for that.
Boy, here we go. Here we go.
Don't give yourself a stroke.
Hi, Phil. Governor Doug Burgum calling in. Wish I could be live on your show today. I'm up in the Peace Garden celebrating the 90th anniversary of the International Peace Gardens and great place in North Dakota, also attending the state fair. But what a celebration you're having. I want to thank you for being a trusted and entertaining voice on the airwaves for, 27 years on KFIRE, over 44 incredible years career on the radio. That's just amazing. And what a span. I mean, for you to be there at the time when the radio was just being invented, and then seeing that all the way through what it's become today, that's absolutely amazing. Of course, that's tongue-in-cheek. We know the radio's been around longer than that. But you're irreplaceable, Phil. You're going to be missed. Thanks for your incredible service to our state. Thanks for all you've done. Congratulations and best wishes on whatever you're going to be doing next, if it's retirement. We'll miss your voice, but we know that you deserve everything, all the happiness and health that you can. Thanks. Thank you, Phil. Congratulations. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Governor Burgum. That's very nice. And I'm 2 years younger than radio, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Yeah, good one. Yeah.
You know, like it's just been so, that's just one of the examples just of the really nice things people have said. And I just can't tell you how much... it means to me, and it just you do this for a long time, but I guess you never think about how what you're trying to do is something that will be meaningful to people and they'll enjoy. But I guess I learned I didn't know they were that I meant that the show meant that much to them, and it's just unbelievable.
Was it ever work doing what you did in the morning? I mean, obviously getting up early hours and that is it can be a bit of a grind, but I mean, when you're in the zone and you're behind the mic and you're having fun, did that ever feel like work?
Not when you're in the studio, it doesn't. Todd and I were talking about that. I mean, the preparation sometimes, because sometimes it'd be like, oh, like I said, you're looking at, what am I going to do Monday? Oh, it's a blank canvas. I got to come up with something, you know. Then and when you're kind of in one of those, so you go through highs and lows as far as your creative process and all that. But then when you're in here and everything's, all the preparation's done, like Todd and I were talking, it's time flies so fast that 3.5 hours, and no matter what was happening in my life, and, you know, there's been times when there have been some pretty serious things in life that all of a sudden you're this is the one thing that makes you kind of forget for a while. You're so into what you're doing that you're totally, you know, and that's an example of that. Okay, Don will say to me, so what's the weather going to be like tomorrow? It's like, I don't know. And because
you're so focused.
You're so focused on what you're doing that you don't necessarily hear what's going on over the air when it's not you doing it, you know?
Same with me. I know exactly what you're saying. Just like you're doing what you're doing.
You do the weather 50 times a day, and you just totally forget. Well,
here's another trite comparison. If it's one of those holidays where there isn't mail delivery, but that's like the only thing that's not happening, I'll sit here all day long and say, there's no mail, there's no mail. What do? I go home and check my mailbox.
Yeah.
Forgetting I've been saying for the last several hours that there's no mail.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny.
What is your favorite belly laugh over the years? You know, any particular bit or call or, you know any moment that stands out just that was the most fun behind the mic?
As far as, you know, someone making me laugh, I think Ron from Lizard Lick, you know, we played our last interview with him a couple days ago. He was one that stands out to me that always cracked me up. And as soon as I get off the air, I'll remember 1,000 more. You know how that goes.
But
and some of the people I've worked with have been hilarious. Jason Holm was one of them who, he was talking about a mischievous personality and a great practical joker.
Who was it on your team that came up with the name What's Left of Your Mind, by the way?
Bill Higgins, another very funny man. Yeah, Wild Bill was hilarious, too. Back in the days when I imbibed in tobacco, Bill and I would have, you know, the top of the hour newscast, all the smokers would run outside for that little, get those nicotine breaks. And of course, Bill and I, we every hour on the hour, we were out there yapping and talking. So, and Bill always was quite funny.
I was going to walk through the smoking section when I got to work that day.
Yep.
How many partners did you have over the years? Jesse being the latest, but Mark Armstrong before.
I did name them all earlier too. I don't have the count with me. I could find that for you quickly here, the count.
That takes talent, too, you know, to have
Rick
a different...
Rick Cullen, Jeff Alexander.
In fact, let's see if I've got it here. I thought I had it here. Do I? Oh, let's see.
Because you did manage to name everybody, because I was listening.
And the reason...
I got them all.
And the reason I did is because I wrote them down, because I knew that I would never... I stupidly, you know...
If you rely on memory, sometimes the memory can fail you, kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly. Tom,
there's an off-air call for Phil, if you want to roll that here. And also a texter says... Phil introduced us to the Lizard Lick and the Beasley Brothers. Phil, you'll be so missed.
Yeah, the Beasleys were a lot of fun. Yeah, and actually, Beasleys were a little...
Hey, Scott, I'm calling in to say goodbye to Phil. He's going to be missed. I started listening to Phil and Mark in the morning when they did PMS when I was just in high school. I just thought out of elementary. I listened to him every morning before I went to school. I would stay till the last moment at 8:20 just so I could hear him in the morning. I only lived 10 minutes away from school. And then all of a sudden, they were gone, and I missed them. And then all of a sudden, one day, I turned on KFYR, and they were back. Phil, and then I got iHeartRadio on, and I just couldn't go without you in the morning, because you're great, and you're going to be missed, buddy. Thanks for all the fun years, and all the Lizard Licks, and all the stuff that you did. You were a great guy, and I wish you the best, you're read down in history with all the rest of the greats. So have a good retirement, Phil, and take care.
Sounds like I may have to steal some TikTok stuff and keep playing the legendary Phil Parker here for years to come. So that'll be good.
Well, thank you so much. That's thank you so much.
How many partners? We tally them up.
I don't have it on me, and I hate to even
like 8 or 9 something like that.
Yeah,
that's amazing. That's amazing, though, when you think about it over that amount of time.
Watching Fred from Wing, by the way, on the other side of the glass here, so he's one of the early birds to the open house that doesn't start for another 16 minutes. But
no, I got a chance to work with some great people, and each one of them had their own gifts that they brought to it, and each one, you know, was great to work with in one way or the other. It was.
You'll be missed. You'll be missed to you and your whole family. You know, the kids calling in today.
That was awesome.
Don, yeah, it just is neat because they sacrifice a lot, too, for this crazy business of radio.
They do.
God bless you, Phil. Take care. Stay in touch.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you, listeners.
Come on by for that open house.
Yes.
3500 East Rosser.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Let's celebrate America all month long at Petroserve USA. America t-shirts are $9.99. Great variety. Check those out. Twizzlers, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds in the 5-ounce bag, $1.39. Jack Link's Wild River, 3.25-ounce bag, $4.99. The Ghost Energy Drinks, 2 for $4. And any size, coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, still 79 cents. Wow. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, too. Petroserve USA. Just tell them Scott sent you.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Texter says, can you please let Phil know I'm 34 and he got me through just about every morning of adulthood. I'll miss him very much. I remember working my first job at the hospital kitchen in Hazen about 16 years ago, listening to him in the wee hours of the morning. He was great. It's 5 o'clock. I will forward that on to Phil. So thank you for all the calls. That was a special time for sure. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up. Folks already getting in line for that, which is great. We have a little bit of news here. The Morton County Sheriff's Office has let us know they are investigating a shooting death that occurred in the city of Glen Ullin in the early morning hours of today. 29th. The 26-year-old man is dead. A 19-year-old man is in custody following a shooting near a Highway 49 business resulting from an apparent altercation. Investigation is ongoing. Doesn't say, but I'm guessing the business might have been a watering hole of some kind, Todd, would you say? Highway 49 and early morning hours? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know what we know there. Again, Glenn Allen, shooting death early this morning. 26-year-old man dead, 19-year-old man in custody, shooting near a Highway 49 business resulting from an apparent altercation. Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer says they are right now investigating that. Thanks to Sheriff Kyle. I must say, I haven't said Kyle Kirkmeyer's name on the radio in a long time, and that's a good thing in my book, because we said it about 10 times a day for a couple of years there, didn't we, darn you?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, exactly right. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell wanted me to convey how pumped up he is about this new coffee. I love new products, and Mike does new products better than anybody, and the MyStore platform celebrates entrepreneurs. And he finds these entrepreneurs have these good ideas, and then he gives his marketing backing to them, and that's what My Store is all about. It's about American entrepreneurs and great products. So go to MyStore.com, use the promo code Scott. Do it today, friends. You're supporting Mike Lindell and his tireless efforts, and as well getting some great coffee. 25% off MyStore.com for my coffee, for my pillow, okay? You can also call them at 800-506-9028. Our friend Scott Herman is here from Action Movers. You know, I saw a stat the other day about South Dakota and the amount of people moving in versus the amount of people moving out, and it was 10-1 moving in versus moving out. I haven't heard that stat in North Dakota, but of course Action Movers serves they're everywhere is where they are. And so I thought we'd start there and just find out a little bit about what North Dakota's inflow is versus its outflow these days. Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott.
North Dakota's number one mover since 1932. You guys have been in it a long time. What's your sense right now? Is this a busy time for North Dakota? We had more coming in than we have going out?
Yeah, you know, Scott, we're involved a lot more with the moving out. We do work with a lot of companies across the country that relocate employees into North Dakota. But, you know, as far as giving you a statistic, I don't have that off the top of my head, but it is a very busy summer. We're having a repeat of last year, so the demand's very high, and we're doing everything we can just to keep up with that.
You know, we've told folks for a while, when a move is in your future, you know, you're looking at other job offers, you're looking at other things, whether that's, you know, across the state or whether that's across the country, you got to really start that conversation plenty early and have that date reserved, even if you're not exactly sure when that's going to be or what that's going to be. You want them to start now, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and especially this time of year, and it really carries through, if it's like last year, all the way through October, is what we refer to as our peak season. And so sometimes customers don't realize that, and they'll call, you know, within a few days of a move, and that's typically very difficult to service, not just for us, but for any moving company. And so we always tell our potential customers, if, you know, you're going to be listing your home or you're looking at moving, it's never soon enough to start that process. Very simple to get an estimate with us. We offer it both virtually and in person. So if it's more convenient for you to do it from your smartphone, we have an app set up for that. It's very user friendly. Or if you like more of that in-person, experience, we cover the entire state of North Dakota and we can move you anywhere in the country and really anywhere in the world.
Canada, Central America, South America, Europe, that gives you an idea. There are pros, and there is a difference. Give me a quick tutorial on buyer beware, what's out there for options for moving and what folks need to be wary of.
Yeah, one of the big things is obviously with the Internet, you have what we refer to as these rogue movers. And ultimately, it's a middleman. Typically, it's a broker. And they'll end up selling that move off to several different moving companies. And by the time it gets delivered to residents at destination, a lot of stories we'll hear is they're asking for more money than what they initially told the customer. And the great thing with Action Movers we represent the number one brand in the country, which is United Van Lines. So our pricing is bound. You're never going to have an experience where that pricing changes. What we tell you what it is exactly what it will be, and it's all covered within our United Van Lines system, so you're only working with one company.
Action Movers, two A's in action at actionmovers.com, or call them 701-566-5532. 566-5532. North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. We love them. Great sponsors here. What's on your mind? Call them. 566-5532. Thanks, Scott. Good chatting with you.
Thank you.
Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall, next.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.